This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the recover method to rebuild emotional control after a conflict goes wrong. 7 steps to reclaim your composure and repair what broke. In short, losing emotional control in a conflict does not make you a bad communicator. It makes you human. What matters is what you do next. The recover method gives you a 7-step system to rebuild your composure, take honest ownership, and repair the relationship before the damage becomes permanent. Emotional recovery after conflict requires structure, not just good intentions. The method works in sequence. You cannot skip steps and expect real repair. Recommitment without the earlier steps is just a promise with no foundation under it. Definition: emotional control method refers to a structured, repeatable approach for regaining composure and self-regulation after a conflict has escalated beyond productive conversation, allowing you to repair both the relationship and the communication breakdown that caused it. You said something in the heat of it that you wish you could take back. The conversation started as a disagreement about a deadline or a decision, and somewhere it crossed a line. Your voice got sharper than you intended. Words came out that were aimed to sting. And now the meeting is over, the door is closed, and you're sitting with that particular kind of sick feeling that only comes from knowing you made things worse. Most people in that moment reach for one of two things: a quick apology that skips over the real damage, or silence that lets the wound go cold. Neither works. What you need is an emotional control method, a system that walks you through the full process of recovery rather than leaving you to improvise while your nervous system is still running hot. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the recover method. It appears in chapter 14, alongside the master method for high stakes preparation, and it was built for exactly this situation, the conversation that already went wrong. The full framework is laid out in Say It Right Every Time, but I will teach you every step here so you can use it today. Why emotional flooding ruins good intentions. Here is the truth of it. You can know exactly what to say and still blow up a conversation, because knowing and doing are two different things when your emotions get ahead of your thinking. When conflict escalates, your body treats it like a physical threat. Your heart rate climbs. Your thinking narrows. The part of your brain responsible for nuance, empathy, and careful language essentially goes offline. What remains is reactive, and reactive really repairs anything. This is what I describe in related work as the amygdala hijack, the silent force that blocks clear thinking in high-pressure moments. The problem is not that you feel things strongly. The problem is acting on those feelings before you have done the work to regulate them. A framework gives you a path to follow when pressure strips away your better instincts. Without one, you default to your worst habits every time. The recover method. All 7 steps explained. This is the framework I introduce in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time. Each letter maps to a step. The steps are sequential. Do not rearrange them. Step 1. R. Recognize what went wrong. What it means. Before you can repair anything, you have to name it clearly, not vaguely, not things got heated. You need to identify the specific moment where emotional control broke down and what it cost the conversation. How to use it. Number 1. Ask yourself, at what point did the conversation shift from difficult to damaging? Number 2. Name what you did. Specifically, I raised my voice. I interrupted 3 times. I said something dismissive. Number 3. Separate your intent from your impact. You may have meant to push back on an idea. What actually landed was contempt. In use, a team leader realizes, sitting in her car afterward, that she did not lose it over the project. She lost it when her colleague dismissed her concern without looking up from his phone. That was the trigger. Naming it clearly stopped her from writing the whole conversation off as just a bad day. When to skip this? You cannot skip this. Without recognition, every other step is built on sand. Eamon's note. Most people rush past this step because it is uncomfortable. Do not. The clarity you find here is what makes the rest of the method honest instead of performative. Step 2. E. End the conversation if you need to. What it means. Sometimes the most courageous thing you can do is stop. If a conversation is still live and still escalating, ending it before more damage is done is not retreat. It is damage control. How to use it. Number 1. Watch for the signal that you are past productive, your voice has changed, you're repeating yourself, or you can feel that nothing you say is landing. Number 2. Give a clear, calm reason for stopping. Do not just go silent or walk out. Number 3. Commit to a return. I need to step away from this right now. I want to come back to it when I can think more clearly. Can we talk tomorrow morning? In use. Mid-argument, a project manager notices he has said the same point 4 times and his colleague has stopped responding except to defend herself. He says, I don't think either of us is hearing the other right now. Let me take a break and come back to this properly. He ends it. The conversation pauses rather than explodes. When not to use it. If the other person is ready to resolve and you're using a need a break to avoid accountability, that is avoidance dressed as self-regulation. Know the difference. Eamon's note. Ending a conversation that has gone too far takes more strength than pushing through it. I've seen more damage done in the last 5 minutes of a bad conversation than in the first 20. Step 3. C. Cool down completely. What it means. This step is about genuine emotional regulation, not just waiting for enough time to pass that it feels socially acceptable to re-engage. You need to be actually calm before you return, not just calmer. How to use it. Number 1. Give your body time to physically settle. Your heart rate, breathing, and stress hormones need to come down, and that takes longer than most people allow. Number 2. Do not rehearse the argument while you wait. Replaying what they said will keep you reactive. Number 3. Use the cooling period to shift from how do I win this to what does this relationship need. In use. A department head goes for a walk after a fractious meeting. She catches herself mentally building her case against her colleague and stops. She deliberately thinks about what the other person might have been feeling instead. By the time she returns to her desk, she is not calm because time passed. She is calm because she did the work. When it fails, cooling down fails when you use it to build distance rather than perspective. If you come back colder and more defended than when you left, you cooled the wrong thing. Eamon's note. In my experience, most people think they have cooled down when they have only gone quiet. Those are not the same thing. Test yourself. Can you think about the other person with genuine curiosity rather than irritation? That is the marker. Step 4. Own your mistakes. What it means. This is the hardest step. It requires you to name specifically what you did that caused harm, without softening it into justification. Not I'm sorry if you felt hurt. Ownership. Plain and direct. How to use it. Number 1. Name the specific behavior. I interrupted you repeatedly and talked over your point. Number 2. Acknowledge the impact on the other person. That would have felt dismissive, and it probably made it harder for you to trust that I was actually listening. Number 3. Stop there. Do not follow your ownership with an explanation that walks it back. In use. A script that works here, and one I include in chapter 14, is this. I've been thinking about our conversation, and I don't feel good about how it went. I said some things I regret, specifically what you said. I want to make this right. Can we talk? That is script 118 from Say It Right Every Time, and it works because it leads with accountability, not with self-defense. When people get this wrong, they own the feeling but not the behavior. I'm sorry I got emotional is not ownership. I raised my voice and said something I knew would sting is. Eamon's note. Taking responsibility for your part first does not mean you're accepting blame for everything. It means you're creating space for repair. In 40 years of difficult conversations, I have never seen genuine repair begin from a defended position. Step 5. B. Validate the other person's experience. What it means. Before you explain yourself, you need to show that you understand how your actions landed. Validation is not agreement. It is acknowledgement. You are not saying they were right to react as they did. You are saying their reaction makes sense given what happened. How to use it. Number 1. Reflect back what they experienced. You walked away from that feeling dismissed and talked over. Number 2. Resist the urge to add, but after any validation statement, the moment you do, the validation disappears. Number 3. Ask if you have understood correctly before moving on. Is that close to what it felt like for you? In use. A colleague who raised concerns during a meeting and was cut off does not need to hear that you were under pressure. Not yet. She needs to hear that you understand she felt unheard. Give her that first. Everything else becomes possible afterward. The connection to team repair. This step is closely related to the broader work of restoring team synergy after a breakdown, where validation is often the difference between a team that moves forward and one that fractures. Eamon's note. People who feel heard rarely stay explosive. People who feel dismissed almost always do. Validation is not a soft skill. It is a precision tool. Step 6. E. Explain your intent. What it means. Only after you've owned your behavior and validated the other person's experience do you get to explain what you actually meant. This is not an excuse. It is context offered after accountability, not instead of it. How to use it. Number 1. Be brief. One or two sentences of genuine intent, not a reconstruction of the whole argument. Number 2. Acknowledge the gap between your intent and your impact. I was trying to push the project forward, but the way I went about it was aggressive and unfair to you. Number 3. Make clear that you understand the impact is what matters, not the intent. In use. I was frustrated about the deadline, and I took that out on you in a way I had no right to. I wasn't trying to undermine you, but I can see that what I did had exactly that effect, and I'm sorry for it. What this is not. This is not an opportunity to reopen the original argument. If your explanation turns into, well, the reason I reacted that way was because you have left the recover method behind and re-entered the conflict. Eamon's note. Intent matters to you. Impact matters to them. Lead with impact every time. Step 7. R. Recommit to the relationship. What it means. The final step is a clear, specific statement that you value the relationship and are committed to doing better. Not a vague let's move on. A real commitment with a named behaviour attached to it. How to use it. Number 1. Name the relationship specifically. I value working with you, and I value your trust. Number 2. State what you will do differently. Going forward, when I'm under that kind of pressure, I will tell you that rather than letting it come out sideways. Number 3. Leave space for the other person. Recommitment is an offer, not a demand for immediate forgiveness. In use. A formal apology that works here follows the structure I outline in Chapter 14. I want to apologize for specific action. I understand that this specific impact on them. There's no excuse for what I did. I take full responsibility. Moving forward, I'm committed to specific change in behavior. I value our relationship, and I hope you can forgive me. That is script 117 from Say It Right Every Time. And the reason it works is because it contains all three elements of a real apology: acknowledgement, impact recognition, and a commitment to change. For more on making apologies that actually restore trust, the guidance on how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy runs parallel to this step. Eamon's note. A recommitment without the 6 steps before, it is just a promise floating in midair. Do the work, then make the commitment. When to use the recover method and when to reach for something else. The recover method is a repair tool, not a prevention tool. It belongs after a conversation has already gone wrong. If you are preparing for a difficult conversation before it happens, you need a different framework. The master method, also covered in Chapter 14, is built for that work. Here is a quick reference to help you choose. Situation, framework to use. Conversation already went wrong. Emotions ran high, recover method. Preparing for a difficult conversation before it happens, master method. Team conversation has broken down and trust is fractured, core framework. Active conflict between team members fracturing the group deal method. Deep interpersonal divide requiring a structured bridge method. Team conversation went wrong in a group setting, recover in team contexts. The recover method is not suited to situations where you had no part in the breakdown. If the conflict was genuinely one-sided and you bear no real accountability, forcing yourself to the ownership steps will feel hollow and will read as hollow to the other person. Use it when you can be genuinely honest in step 4. Where people go wrong when they try to recover. After decades of watching people attempt repair after conflict, I have seen the same mistakes repeat. They are worth naming clearly. The mistake. Skipping the cooling down step because it feels urgent to fix things fast. Why it happens. Guilt drives people back too quickly. The discomfort of having caused harm is so strong that they want to resolve it immediately. What to do instead? Recognize that returning before you're genuinely calm will repeat the breakdown. The other person needs to see regulated behavior from you, not continued reactivity dressed up as remorse. The mistake. Turning step 6, explain intent into reopened argument. Why it happens. Once you start explaining yourself, the defensive part of your mind sees an opening. What to do instead? Write out your intent explanation before the conversation and keep it to 2 sentences. If it grows longer than that in the room, stop yourself. The mistake. Combining steps 4 and 6 into a single blended statement that dilutes the ownership. Why it happens. People are uncomfortable with pure accountability and unconsciously soften it by attaching an explanation immediately. What to do instead? Put a full pause between I own this and here is what I meant. Even a breath will do. The separation matters. The mistake, treating step 7 as a finish line rather than an opening. Why it happens. Recommitment feels like resolution, so people close the conversation right after it. What to do instead? After your commitment, ask the other person what they need. The repair belongs to both of you. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the habit so you can use it under pressure. Reading a framework is not the same as being able to reach for it when your heart rate is at 140 and someone is staring at you across a table. The only way to have this available when you need it is to practice the individual steps in lower stakes situations. In chapter 15 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline a 6-day progression from low stakes to high stakes conversations. The principle holds you to start small, build the muscle, then trust it when the pressure is real. The compound effect of small communication changes, practiced consistently, is what creates genuine transformation. You do not need to use all 7 steps in a single dramatic repair conversation this week. Practice the cooling down step alone in your next minor frustration. Practice ownership in a small moment where you got something wrong. Build each step separately before you trust yourself to run the full sequence. This is exactly the kind of skill that benefits from the progressive structure I describe in the 6-day approach to building lasting communication habits. 1% better each week, applied consistently, is what moves this from theory to instinct. The space between knowing and doing. Here is something I have said to every person I have worked with who understood a framework, but still could not use it when it counted. Knowing what to do and actually doing it are two entirely different things. Emotional control is not a trait you either have or do not have. It is a practice. It is built through repetition, through failure, through choosing the harder response when the easier one is right there. The recover method gives you a clear structure for that practice. But the structure only helps if you return to it after you fail, not just after you succeed. The conversations you repair using this emotional control method will become the foundation of your strongest working relationships. Not the ones where nothing ever went wrong. The ones where something broke, and you had the courage and the skill to rebuild it properly. That is the truth of it. And it is the only thing I know for certain after 60 years of getting this right and getting it badly wrong. Frequently asked questions. What is the emotional control method called recover? The recover method is a 7-step recovery framework from Say It Right Every Time for rebuilding emotional control after a conflict goes wrong. It covers recognizing what broke down, ending the conversation if needed, cooling down, owning your mistakes, validating the other person, explaining your intent, and recommitting to the relationship. How do you use the recover method to regain composure after a conflict? Start by recognizing what triggered you and end the conversation before more damage is done. Cool down completely before returning. Then own your part honestly, validate the other person's experience, clarify what you actually meant, and make a clear commitment to doing better. Each step builds on the one before it. When should you use the recover method in a conflict? Use it after a conversation has already gone wrong, not as a prevention tool. It works best when emotions ran high, things were said that caused damage, and the relationship is worth repairing. It is not suited to conflicts where no genuine accountability exists on your side. What does owning mistakes mean in emotional control after conflict? Owning mistakes means naming specifically what you said or did that caused harm, without softening it with excuses. It means saying what you did and acknowledging the impact it had on the other person. Genuine ownership creates the space for the other person to begin trusting you again. How is the recover method different from a standard apology? A standard apology is one moment. The recover method is a structured sequence that rebuilds emotional control first, then moves to accountability, understanding, and recommitment. It addresses the full breakdown, not just the surface offense, which makes repair far more durable than a simple sorry. How long does it take to rebuild emotional control after a conflict goes wrong? There is no fixed timeline. The cooling down step alone may take hours or days depending on the intensity of the conflict. What matters is that you return only when your emotional regulation is genuine, not performed, rushing back before your CARM will repeat the original breakdown. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.